Hello, this is Derek Pickup. I'm the Labour councillor for Hartcliffe, and I'd like to speak to you today about the Labour's budget amendment in respect of young carers. We've done some research which shows that in 2001 there were approximately 800 young carers in Bristol aged under 17. And they were looking after a whole range of people in their family. However, we now feel that the number of carers might be up to 4,000 in a city the size of Bristol, which is 1 in 12 of young people having a caring role. Now, we have put forward an amendment to the budget for an additional £60,000. Because we feel that this group suffer a great deal of social exclusion, bullying, they're not achieving as well in school as they should be, they're suffering from depression, they often suffer from mental health problems, and we feel that this group needs a lot more targeted support. We have been working with a voluntary sector organisation, the Princess Royal Trust, to try and identify exactly what sort of additional support this group needs. And the first thing we would do, if this money was made available, was to have a full-time support worker. And the support worker would be able to work with the statutory sector and the voluntary sector to identify exactly what support the young people required, and then working with the statutory and voluntary sector, identify which departments, which groups would actually provide that support. We feel that this is one of the most vulnerable groups in society, young carers. Now, with the cuts that are coming to us starting in April, we obviously know that a lot of resources which are going into care for the elderly, care for older people, care for the disabled, are going to be cut. So what it means is that the number of young carers is likely to grow, and that those people who actually are young carers, their responsibilities are likely to grow. And it's at times like this that we shouldn't be reducing funding for young carers. It's times like this that we should be increasing the resources available. And the £60,000 that we want to put in the budget will go to a long way to identify exactly what those carers need.